Morning. Thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy towards us, for loving us, putting us in this way. Thank God for that. He's been good to us this week. And everything ain't went my way, but it's went his way. And I bless the name of the Lord for that this morning. Back over in Psalms chapter 103. Try to finish this chapter out this morning. The Lord blessed my heart a couple weeks ago, well, it's been over a month now, about Psalm 103, and he starts out, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And I read that one morning, and the Holy Ghost convicted my heart. I said that I don't do near enough of that. And the word bless, if you look that word up, it literally means to get down on your hands and knees, to worship, to show honor, to praise someone. And in this case, it's the Lord. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." He didn't just stop with, "I'm going to say a couple words. I'm going to tell the Lord how good he is to me." He said, "But bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." And so many times I'll fall short of that. I might lift my hand, I might say amen, but in my heart of hearts, in my very being, in my fiber of my very being, I want to bless the Lord, give him praise and honor for what he's done. And the Lord's helped us just last couple of weeks, but I think we're going to start this morning. Verse 17, I believe, is where we left off last week. And we talked in a couple of verses before that about how man's, his days are his grass. And you know, your flowers as the, it says the flower so he flourisheth. And our time here is just for a little bit. Our time here is just for a little bit. We just got a short period of time. And even in that span, there's just a little time when you're at your best. But he said, on the contrary, here in verse 17, he said, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting." I'm weak. I'm feeble. The grasses of the field, the flowers of the trees, they're all feeble. They're all but for a short period of time. But he said, "The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting." It's eternal. It never fails. If you look at word everlasting up, it literally means time out of mind. It's time that we can't understand, Brother Keith. Eternity is from beginning to the end. And it's eternity. I mean, there's no beginning, no end to it. It's forever. And my mind and your mind just really can't grasp that in its whole, in its eternity, in all of it. But it always has been. And it always will be. And he said here that the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting. Further back than you can imagine, to as far forward as you can imagine, and beyond, in both directions, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Brother Danny, it had no beginning. In the mind of God, Christ was slain. He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Brother Todd, don't matter who you are this morning, the Lord had mercy on you before he ever created this world. He had mercy on me before he ever created this world. Yeah, I know in time he had to send Christ. And in time, you know, in time he created a world. And in time man fell. And in time he had to send a Savior. And in time you had to come back to him. But it was all him. And the mercy you had then and the mercy you have this morning and the mercy you'll have in eternity, it's all him. It's all in the Lord this morning. It's all in him. Your mercy is eternal because God's eternal. The mercy that he shows you, it's of Jesus Christ. And everything about God, everything about him is eternal. It says the mercy... Pray for us this morning. I cannot stay focused. He said, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting." He said, "Upon them that fear him." Upon him that fear him. We talked about that fear last week, I believe it was, and how that's a reverence, that's a godly fear, that's a moral fear. But he said his mercy's from everlasting. If you look in I've been reading a lot in Psalms here lately. Do you look at Psalm 136, he said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever." Brothers, sisters, this morning, 26 verses, the psalmist said, his mercy endureth forever. Why did he say that, Brother Danny, this morning? Because his mercy endureth forever. Because it's true.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 100, verse 5, he said, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." It, from beginning to end, brother, if you look at it, it's all God. You look at the Israelites in the Old Testament, God was very merciful to them. They're a type of us. They're a type of the church. If you want to look at it, God put them on the right path and they failed. And God had mercy and he put them on the right path again and they failed. But the mercy of the Lord was from everlasting to everlasting to them, and it is to us as well. Thank God for that. He said in 103 verse 10, he said, "He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." That's the mercy of God. If I got what I deserved this morning, I'd be in hell. If you got what you deserved this morning, you'd be in hell. But the mercy of God. Why am I not in hell this morning? But God. His mercy. Do you want to talk about the mercy of God? He said over in John chapter 10, verse 28, he said, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." That's the mercy of God. Brother, that's a great promise to my heart. To know that there's nothing, nothing, not a thing, not a person. The devil, he has no control over it. I'm God's. You're God's this morning if you've been born again. By the mercy of God, by the grace of God, you're his. And you can't get out of it. There ain't, Brother Danny, I'm not preaching a sin in religion. I'm not teaching a sin in religion, but there ain't nothing you can do to get you out of the hand of God. You're his. That's just the mercy of God. We don't deserve that this morning. You don't deserve that this morning. I sure don't deserve that this morning. I know me, but God and his mercy. He said, "Upon them that fear him, his righteousness, and unto his children's children." His mercy is everlasting those who fear him. I think I said this last week, but God don't show me mercy because I fear him. But I reverence and love him and do what I do for him out of the love that he put in my heart because he shows me mercy. God opened my eyes one day and let me see just how much he had done for me. Brother Danny, I owe everything to him. Everything. Everything. There's nothing. Nothing good about me. Nothing good about you this morning. But God. And that love that he shows you, that mercy that he shows you, when God opens your eyes to that fact of what all he's done for you, that's why you respect him, that's why you reverence him, that's why you fear him. It's out of love. I said it last week, it's just like my daddy. Mama gave me a lot of whoopings, but I didn't like the ones from daddy. I really didn't like them. And so if daddy said something, I was going to do it. But it wasn't just because I feared daddy. I wanted to please daddy. And that's the same way our relationship with God ought to be. We ought to live this life, and it's him that's doing the living. If there's anything good that you do, it's God. But you ought to have that desire in you. Why? Because all God's done for you. Because he showed you so much love and favor and mercy. It's all him. Everything that we have. You look around, you take stock of what you have this morning. Everything you have is all by the hand of God. There is not a thing that you have that you did it yourself. A man might get puffed up. He might be proudful and say, "Well, I did this, I did that." No, God did it. God did it. God give you the understanding. God give you the knowledge. God give you the ability to be able to go out and work a job so that you might earn money, so that you might have what you have. But it's all, when you come back to it, it's all the blessing of God. It's all the blessings of God this morning. Anything good in our lives, anything good in your lives this morning, it's by the hand of God. It's all by his mercy and grace. It says, upon them that fear him and his righteousness, the righteousness of God, he imputes to you, he imputes to me, unto his children's children. Brother Danny, I read that the other week and I said, well, God don't have no grandchildren. So what is he saying there? And I looked at that thing and brother, and he's just saying generations after generations. Brother Danny, you wasn't the first one to get saved. God's been saving people by grace through faith for thousands of years. I know Christ only died a couple thousand years ago, but if every man that's ever got in by faith in Christ. They were either looking towards it or they were looking back to it. But God saved them by faith through grace, or by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Paul preached. God smote him down on the road to Damascus. And God changed his life. Paul preached. Men got saved. It wasn't Paul, it was God. Those men preached. Other men got saved, and on down through the years. Brother, he's saying the generations and generations and all to come, brother. This is eternal as God's work as everything else that he does. And he'll continue to show that same mercy. And he'll continue to show that same justification and that righteousness that he imparts, and the righteousness that he imparted unto Paul is the same righteousness he's imparting today. It's just as eternal as his mercy. Because everything about God, is every bit of his attributes are eternal. That righteousness, that mercy is unto everyone that believes. It don't matter how long ago it was, or how far out in the road ahead that we can't see. I don't know how long this thing's going to last, Brother Danny. I have no clue. I feel in my heart that it's getting near to the end. But brother, they've been looking for the end since the beginning. And if he comes today, or if he comes 100 years from now, in the mind of God, isn't this the end, brother? And his righteousness and his mercy that he's showing to us is going to live on from then up to now, and from now on to then, and as long as he's saving souls, it's going to keep on going. And then even after that, you think of the goodness of God. Brother Danny, when this whole thing's over with, and we're in the presence of the Father, I still won't have earned it. I still won't deserve it. It'll still be as by his mercy and his grace that we're there. It'll all just be him. It's all him now, and it's all going to be him then. He said, to such as keep his covenant. Brother Danny, I read over that yesterday, and I noticed a word in there. It says, to such that keep his covenant. It's his covenant. A covenant is a pact, a union between some people. That's a covenant. But it's his. Brother Danny, he's the only one that can keep it. Stay with me here. He said here, to such that keep his covenant. You know good and well as I do that in yourself and in your flesh you're wicked and depraved and you're rotten, and if given to yourself and to your flesh, if you give place to that, you ain't going to do the will of God. And I'm not going to either. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you I'm super spiritual and that I don't ever have a bad thought or don't ever think something ill of someone. I spend entirely too much time on the road to try to lie to you and say that I'm always in the right spirit, that I never have a bad thought. My mind's always perfectly clean and centered on Christ. Oh, I wish that it was. But let's be honest this morning, it's not. But God. And Brother Danny, if you look at the law of God, in itself it was perfect. Why? Because it was given from God. It's all right. There's 600 and some commandments. If you look at all of the law, you can't keep that, and I can't either. But the God of heaven gives you his spirit. And then whenever he saves you, he imparts a new will, a new desire in you. Who is that? That's the Holy Ghost, the earnest of our inheritance. He gives you that. And it's the God of heaven living through you that can keep his covenant. It's not Brother Danny Blackwelder, super spiritual preacher, that can live for God apart from God. There's not a person in here this morning that can live for God apart from God. He said to such as keep his covenant. What covenant is that? It's God's covenant, but it's that covenant of grace this morning. That covenant that he makes known to us at salvation. That covenant that only he can do. Brother, this morning, if you do anything for God this morning, it'll be him. It says to such that keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. In Proverbs 3, he said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. The book of Proverbs has been a good help to me down through the years. It's good spiritual truths. But he said there to bind those things on your, about the neck, to write them on the tables of your heart. Why? Because if you can keep the commandments, if you can do what's right in the sight of God, and you can't in your flesh. I was thinking about them Israelites and how that those children, you know, they were commanded to teach their children. And I failed miserably in this, brother. I mean, we teach them there at the house. Heather does a good job homeschooling them. But they rehearsed those whole first five books of the Bible to them constantly. They had to know those things. They had to know the law. They knew the dietary law. They knew the Ten Commandments. There's a lot more than ten. But they knew it. They rehearsed those things in their children's memory until that it was second nature to them. They could rehearse it themselves, and they rehearsed it to their children's children. Could all of them read? No. Did all of them have a scroll that they could read it to them? No. But it was given from one generation to the next. He said, my son, forget not my law. It was rehearsed in their mind their whole childhood. There's things I remember from Sunday school that I've never forgotten. Never. Some of it from a little kid. A little old boy. And that's what we ought to be doing. He said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. And if you'll keep them bound to your neck and right on the tables of your heart, if that's what you keep your mind to, that's what you keep your heart to, oh, they won't forsake you. Mercy and truth will be there. But brother, that's not something that you can do in yourself. And that's not something that I can do in myself this morning. Yeah, sure, I can read the Word of God. I can try to memorize Scripture. And the older I get, it seems like the harder that is for me to do. But brother, those things that was embedded in when I was a little kid, they're still there. Good and bad. But how can we do that as older adults? I know it's hard sometimes to remember things. I have a bunch of problems remembering things these days. But how do you keep those things fresh on your mind? By keeping them fresh on your mind. Brother Keith, this morning, if I sit down every time I come home, and I do sometimes, but if I sit down and I get in front of that TV, and that's all I watch till I go to bed, and I don't ever pick up my Bible, and I don't ever sing a song of the Lord, and I don't ever think of the goodness of God, look around at all God's blessed me with, then what's on my mind? The things of this world. Now, I'm not saying you can't watch TV. I'm not. But I'm saying we'd be a lot better off. And I don't want to be a hypocrite in saying that, but I'd be a lot better off if I didn't have one. And I spent my free time blessing the Lord. And I spent my spare time thinking about the things of God and praying for my brethren like I should. And sure, I do all those things. And you do too. I know you do. If you've been saved by the grace of God, God puts people on your heart and you pray for them. And I know you do. And I thank y'all for praying for me since Wednesday. God's really helped me. My back was, man, I was in a rough place. But God. And I thank God for that. I thank God that he uses people to pray for us. Brother Danny, he's been going through the battle, been going through some things physically. God's people have prayed for him and the God of heaven touched him and he's sitting in the place this morning. Thank God for that. And I know that y'all people pray and I know that you people read your Bible because you know too much about the Word of God not to have read your Bible. But if we would do more of that, if we would keep those things on our hearts and our minds, it don't always get me in the right spirit. My ride to work's 30 minutes, and most of the time it's an aggravating 30 minutes. But I'll get in my car, and before I can leave the driveway, I'll put on some music, and I will try. It is the best in my ability. I will try to stay in the right spirit. But if you really think about the words of what you're singing, and you're singing it to the one who you're supposed to be singing it to, then it don't take long that you can get back right back in there. The Bible says, stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. How do you do that? It ain't by thinking about everything else. It's by thinking about him. I know we all got troubles and we all got things going on in our lives. We do. Each and every one of you this morning has got something weighing on your mind. I know you do. I do too. I try not to worry about things. But that's this flesh. You're going to think about those things some. But God, he alone can help you. But it's hard to get help when you don't ever think about it. I don't know where I got off on all that. But it's the truth. It is this morning. How we lay hold on to these things. How do we keep those things? How do we remember those commandments that God has given us? Is to remember those commandments. To think about those things. To read your Bible. Brother Danny, there's things that pop up in my mind, just a verse of Scripture, and I, for the life of me, couldn't tell you how to get there. I'll have to pull it up on my phone or something. I don't know the address to all these Scriptures. I don't. That's why I got notes this morning, because my memory is terrible as far as that goes. But God will bring those things to your remembrance. The things that you've read, the things that you've memorized, those things that you've studied. And it might have been years ago that God dealt with your heart about something. But when you need it, whenever you're in trouble, whenever this trial is going on, whenever exactly what you need, that Lord will bring that back to your mind. Why does he do that? They say he is our help, he's our strength, he's our comfort. But we need to rehearse those things. In Hebrews 10, verse 16, he said, this is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. I didn't care nothing about the Bible before I became born again. Whenever God saved me, it meant something different to me. But I'll tell you what, God was already doing the writing long before I ever got born again. Long before he ever saved me, he had already started putting things in my heart and in my mind. In Psalm 25, verse 10, he said, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. It says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. It sounds an awful lot like to me, there's an awful lot of mercy there. Almost like it's everlasting. If you can keep those covenants and those testimonies, how are you going to do that? By having it in your heart. I will go ahead and tell you right off the bat, if I'm living towards the flesh, if I'm coming home and I'm watching TV and I'm not thinking about the things of God on my way to work, and while I'm at work, and I'm just thinking about all the troubles and trials that I go through and back pain and headaches and whatever the wife's dealing with and, you know, all the troubles that you have in this life, then I'm that much more apt to fall. I'm that much more apt, and I'm not saying going out and going buying a bottle of liquor. And I'm not saying you couldn't if you get to that point. But if you live to the flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. That's just the truth. It's the godly truth. If you sow to the Spirit, that's what you'll get. You plant corn, you don't get squash. It just don't happen. What you put in the ground is what's going to come up. And what I put into this is what I'm going to get out of it. It is. Says to such to keep his covenant, to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. He said, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens. That word prepared literally means it's been set up, it's been established. And Brother Danny, there's been a lot of kings down through the years, there's been a lot of queens down through the years, and their reign has come to a close. But God's eternal. And what he set up, what he has determined, what he's prepared, is will always be there. He said, and his kingdom ruleth over all. The word kingdom there means dominion, his power, his sovereign power. It takes two meanings, his royal power and his sovereign power. He said, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Means he's got dominion over everything. Brother Keith, you know it. All means all. What does that leave out? Not a thing. He's sovereign over all. Over all, every man that he's ever created. Over every angel that he's ever created. All the beasts of the field. This earth, the sun, the moon. Brother, there's not a thing in this world, a thing out of this world, a thing seen or a thing invisible that he's not sovereign over. There's a lot of people that fear the devil. He's sovereign over him too. He created him for a purpose, and he's still got him on a leash. And you can look at the book of Job. He can't do a thing to me or you apart from God. He has no power unless God gives it to him. He said his kingdom ruleth over all. Psalm 62, verse 11, he said, God has spoken twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. What power do we have this morning? Ain't nothing except for what God's given us. I don't have anything in myself. You don't have anything in yourself. Romans 13, verse 1, he said, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. No power but of God. The powers that be are ordained to God. I'm not a big fan of the president we got, but God set him up. He set him up. I got some congressmen that I don't like. God set them up. There's a lot of things, powers and rulers in this world that I think are ungodly. But God put them in power for a reason. He set up Pharaoh for a purpose. And he brought him down to get glory to himself. And he did. And I don't know the purpose of everything that goes on in this life. I ain't got a clue. Most of the time I have no clue. I just go on and go on about my day. I look at things that happen and troubles in this life and I ain't got a clue why in the world we'd face any of it. But God's got a purpose in all of it. And I've said it before, there is not a thing that comes to you in this life or out of this life that was not coming through the hand of God. It's all Him. And then he said, I need to hurry here. He said, bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength and do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. He said, the angels are going to bless Him. He commanded them to it. He said, bless the Lord, ye angels. Most places, whenever you look at the Bible, he says, as mighty angels. There's a reason he says that. They have great power. They have all the power that God give them. He said, bless the Lord, ye angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. What does that mean? It means that whatever He says, they jump to it. Oh, that we live that way. Oh, that every time the Holy Ghost said something to my heart, Brother Danny, that I just hopped to it. He said, but bless the Lord, ye angels. He said, bless the Lord. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts. Ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Brother, I really think in my heart of hearts that he's speaking here of his church, his followers. When I first looked at that, of course, the Bible a lot of times says heavenly host talking about angels. But it don't say heavenly host here. It just says it's hosts. The word host, it takes the meaning of a mass of persons. But a lot of times those people that are set up to go to war or to go do a purpose, a service. He said, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts. He ain't talking just to the world, but he's talking to his people here. Ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Those that's been born again, those that's saved, that know something about God, those that whenever the Lord speaks, you go do what he says. So he's speaking to here. He said, bless ye the Lord. He says, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, his ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works. We've said it before, but all means all. All his works. The works of his hands. Brother, there's things that the Bible says he flung the stars in the sky. A lot of things he just made by the voice, by his voice, just by the sound of his voice. He created a lot of things just that way. Had power to do it however he wanted to. Brother Keith, if he wanted to make it by his hands, if he wanted to take up dust like he did man, then he had the power to do it. If he wanted to speak it into existence, then he's got the power to do it. But all those things are his works. Those things that he created. Those things that he's done. Every angel. Every heavenly being. The sun, the moon, the stars. The birds. Woke up this morning and heard them chirping. They're praising God. Who else are they praising? They're praising their creator. That cow in the field eating green grass and giving white milk is giving glory to God. Why? Because he's the one that created a miracle like that. You look at every baby that's born. I mean, just the miracle of God. Scientists, they didn't understand the miracles that God created in this earth. They just can't understand it. They've been trying for thousands of years to understand it, and they've not come to the end of it yet. Why? It's all giving glory to God. Every bit of it. He said, bless the Lord all his works. And then he said, in all places. Everywhere you go. Whether you be in heaven, whether you be in earth. He said, in all places of his dominion. I challenge you this morning, and you tell me one place that he don't have power. That place, dominion, means that he has supreme authority over. Where does he not have power this morning? It don't matter if you go to the depths of hell, he's got power. You go to the heights of heaven, he has power. The east to the west, the north to south, it doesn't matter where you're talking about, in this world or outside this world, he's got power over it all. He's a sovereign God. And he said, the Lord here says, bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, or all ye his works in all places of his dominion. That means all of us. All of us creation. He commands all of his creation to bless him, to praise him, to give him glory. Brothers and sisters, this morning, everything we do ought to honor and glorify God. To my shame, a lot of times what I do does not honor and glorify him. But we've read it. God commands it. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. First verse, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Brethren, you looked around this morning at what you have. Spiritually, look about what you have, what the Lord's give you. Brother Danny, you don't get anything apart from God opening your eyes. Not a thing. There ain't nothing that you can figure out of this thing if God don't show it to you. He's got to be your teacher. You can't worship him apart from God. Apart from his Holy Ghost, you can't worship him. You can't praise him. But his Holy Ghost in you agrees with this. I know it does because it agrees with me. Now I'll close with this. In Psalm 115, verse 18, he said, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. He said, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Brother, you just look around this morning at what you've got. The Lord has blessed you richly. I know he has. He's blessed me. Brother Danny, in this life, I don't have much according to this world's eyes. I don't. But I got all I need in him. And if you're born again this morning, you got all you need in him. And not only do you have what you need, he's blessed you abundantly above all you can ask or think. How do I know that? Because he's done it to me. And I know I'm just the least. But God has blessed me richly. And I surely should bless him and praise him for his goodness this morning. God bless you.